We're back on the Yellow Jacket Hockey pregame show. It's Thursday night, a rare, I guess mostly rare Thursday night, but going to be a common thing over the next few weeks. Thursday night here at Westman Arena, the Yellow Jackets getting ready to take on UW Stevens Point. I'm John Garver, and we're joined by Yellow Jacket head coach Rich McKenna. And I would think, Coach, despite losing last Saturday 2-0 at Eau Claire, you kind of had to be happy with the bounce back that your team showed after Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't score a goal, which pretty tough to win a game when you don't score a goal, but we definitely played a much better game on Saturday night than Friday. I think, you know, going home, digesting it, and watching some tape, I think Friday we kind of played not to lose, and that fed their fire. And Saturday we played a much better game, but their confidence was too high. If we would have taken Saturday's game, played it Friday, I think we would have, one, maybe had a different result, but two, maybe set up a better matchup for Saturday where the game could have gone either way. All in all, it was, you know, it was disappointing. It was, but you got to let it go. I mean, you can't dwell on the past too long, and, you know, you take it as a learning experience, and, you know, it's a little bit of adversity for us, which we haven't, you know, knock on wood, have had a ton of this year so far. So hopefully we learn from it, stop the bleeding tonight, and move forward.
Former UMD coach Mike Sertich always used to say you want to learn something from every loss, but you don't want to get too smart. So I guess that's kind of what you're saying here. You mentioned not being able to score a goal, and obviously you're not going to win games if you can't put the puck in the net. Some of your guys now going into a little bit of a drought here. How do you get some of them out of it?
Well, like, you know, we talk to our guys. We got to get back to our identity. And part of our identity is high shot volume. We got to shoot the puck. We got to go to the net hard. Like, we went through some things with the guys prior to this interview for our 5:15 meeting. And it was, you know, I kind of told the guys, like, you know, when we played them last time, this is the same team that they had. It's basically the same lineup. And you guys were playing as if you had something to prove, and you guys didn't know how good we were gonna be, and you didn't, like, you played with in the unknown, but you played to not be denied. And, you know, we got to get back to that. We got to get our swagger back. We got to get that confidence back. We got to get those things back, because, again, just because we are where we are right now in terms of our record or something like that, it doesn't mean you don't have something, like, nothing's proven yet, nothing's accomplished yet. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. This is what you were built for. This is what our program and team has been built for. So maybe we lost our way a little bit. You know, we've dealt with some positive news, but maybe that contributed some adversity. Maybe it was, you know, just our time to have to deal with something. I'd rather deal with it now than learn the lesson and lose back-to-back in playoffs, right? So, like, it's just, it's a lot of things to digest. And at the end of the day, to learn from it, put it aside, focus on the now, get back to work. And, you know, I think, you know, and hopefully, you know, it turns out in our favor. They're a good team. It's going to be hard. The WIAC's the best conference in Division III for a reason. That's why we're always in the Frozen Four, and why we're always, you know, possible national champions and everything else. We're always ranked. I mean, you look at our conference now, I mean, between the polls and the two teams in honorable mention, 4 out of 6. You look at, you know, the past champions, you know, it's just, it adds up that, you know, we have 4 teams in our conference and double digits and wins. And, like, I mean, it could go, you could be in first and you could be in fourth in one weekend here. So it's a dogfight, and we just got to get back to taking care of us and not worrying about all the other BS.
The struggles have kind of coincided a little bit with the end of the homestand and going on the road. And your team has played very well in this building, 8-1-1, still over 500 on the road. But in this building, you guys have played well. And last Saturday, you made a comment of, we have to find a way to play our home game on the road. What do you mean by that?
Well, I just, you know, we have comfort here, right? Like, we know our building and all that stuff. But when you go to other teams, like, you have, that's where I think the swagger comes in of, like, okay, like, you know, we're coming into your building, we're going to bully you around. Like, you come into our building, we bully you. And we need to take that not have the game come to us. We need to take the game to them. It's just, it's the fast starts. It encompasses everything, right? So you try and, you know, make it as home-like as possible on the road. But also it comes down to between your ears and just, you know, and having that desire to not be denied and have that drive to take it to the other team and, you know, play a little ticked off, play with a chip on your shoulder, whatever you want to call it. There's all the, well, you can call it 10,000 different things, but at the end of the day, you know, you gotta win on the road. You know, I mean, it's to get to where we want to be as a program eventually, you don't really play at home. So we gotta figure it out. And, you know, tonight's a night to kind of get back to our winning ways. And then, you know, we kind of go into the Lions Den a little bit on Saturday. And, you know, hopefully we learn to win in different fashions, because you can look back that it's going to come back to you. A learning experience is going to be able to be talked about and come back to you at some point in time. And you want to be able to have a positive message to the guys during that crucial moment.
You've said Stevens Point is a good team. You said it's essentially the same lineup that you saw when you played earlier in the year. They were scuffling a little bit, though, when you played them earlier in the year. They seem to have figured some things out now. They're unbeaten in seven. What do you think is going to come out of that tunnel tonight?
Well, yeah, listen, they're a prideful group. They've gone through their adversity, now gone on the other side, right? So it's kind of a little, we caught them when they were in a tough go, and, you know, now they're catching us when we're in a tough go. So, you know, how we, you know, they're going to smell fire. I mean, if you don't smell blood, I mean, if we don't get it done tonight, we drop to third. Right, we get it done tonight, we're tied. I think we're tied for first again. Right, so it's the WIAC. I don't know what else to say. They're a good team. Every team's good, and any team can beat anybody. It's kind of, you got to show up, you got to do it, and you got to play to your strengths and eliminate the other team's strengths.
Five teams separated by 3 points. It is the WIAC indeed. Good luck tonight, Coach.
Take care, Garth.